Stevie said on Wednesday night how difficult a game this would be for you, and so it proved.
Yeah. First of all, we're disappointed to lose the game on the back of two positive results. We weren't great the first half. There wasn't much in the game. And we certainly didn't create enough chances. I think a wee bit of that is the boys adapting to the surface. Better the second half, and to be honest, I didn't see us losing the game. We've had three or four opportunities the second half. Big Lewis hits the bar, Kyle's unlucky with one where the keeper made a good save. Possibly a penalty claim when Tom's mishit a shot. But as I say, we'd limited the empty chances, and I didn't see us losing the game. But we dust ourselves down and have to get on with it next week against East Kilbride now.
A different challenge for a new look squad bouncing back from a negative result after two really positive ones, I guess.
No, I think today you look at the. Am I right in saying that St Mirren have lost on penalties through East Kilbride? So they're difficult fixtures. That's not to say we accept losing them. And all credit to Edinburgh City. We'd heard reports of their game through the week that they sat in and were very compact and made it difficult. We didn't get to play any through passes in the first half, and a little bit frustrated. We addressed that at half time and tried to get Josh, Coley and Ryan down the ball in higher areas, wider in the park. But as you say, the challenge now is to see how we respond to a defeat.
How's Andy Ryan?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I think there was a head collision and he was knocked out, so the rules state that you must replace him. So, as I say, it'll be a bit early to see where he's at, but he was able to sit on the bench and watch the rest of the game.
So it was disappointing to lose goals, but you must feel that was a bit of unlucky one.
Yeah, as I say, we're extremely disappointed at losing the game. But, you know, I've just watched the goal back there. Ashley comes out, gets a block on it, and it falls at the boy's feet. To be fair, it's boy Handlin's finished it well with outside his foot as Scully's coming out. But if it had landed anywhere else, probably would have ended up a goal. As I say, the disappointment from today's performance was we didn't create enough in the first half. And we've no divine right to come to Edinburgh City and say we're going to just come here and win the game of football. Total disrespectful to Edinburgh City. We knew they'd made it very difficult for St Mirren during the week. We knew it was going to be a tough one. I can't be too critical of the boys. I thought they've worked hard. That's three games in the last 6 days. The majority have played most of those minutes. And other than the disappointment, we're still in a really strong position to qualify from the group.
Thanks.